microphone, check 1, 2. It's not one. High Desert News Podcast, talking about local news with James Roberts. He's the truth teller, and he's gonna tell you stuff that's freaking awesome. Well, welcome to this podcast, where we talk local news with James Roberts. Sports news and politics, you're gonna love it. High Desert News is awesome. Yay!
Welcome, everyone. This is James Roberts, the Truth Teller, and you're listening to News Caller Radio. I want to thank you for joining us for the next 15 minutes. Today is February 12th, 2013, and I would like to say good day to you. For the last couple of weeks, we were off due to the massive traffic we've been having over at newscaller.com. We had to make some upgrades to our server in addition to our website to pretty much carry the load of the podcast, the YouTube channel feeds, and also the news aggregation website. So just want to say thank you. Sorry for being off for 2 weeks, but we are back and running full strength. This podcast is not coming to you live for the Podtastic Saturdays, but instead it will be kicking off just for this week on Tuesday. I want to give a shout out to Mr. William Gilmore. He's our new writer for newscaller.com. Yes, we do provide a news aggregation, but we also provide original content. So we would like to say thank you. And for all our listeners to just follow his post on the website in the featured area. Today, we're going to be covering a couple of different topics. The first one, we're going to be touching base on a piece that was in the Sacramento Bee about city managers paid throughout the state of California. In addition, I want to talk about DUIs in the high desert and all of the traffic fatalities we've been having. For a lot of you who do not know, up here in the high desert last week, we had 3 teenagers killed via a traffic accident from a suspected drunk driver. So we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Advertising right here with us is pretty simple. Just give us an e-line, podcast@newscaller.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to News Caller Radio, your host, the Truth Teller here. Let's go ahead and jump right into it. Like I had mentioned in the intro, we're going to touch base on a Sacramento Bee piece that we did not link to, but it was very interesting. I'll give you the title. It was a database, See City Manager Pay Across California. And there was just a quick excerpt. It said, city managers in California earn an average of $207,000 in 2011 plus $48,000 in benefits per the state controller's office. Well, it was that was pretty interesting because I went into the database a little bit deeper, and I'm going to just go ahead and run a couple of numbers by you, which were extremely fascinating. It's going to cover Riverside County, Orange County, LA, and San Bernardino County. So let's go ahead and start with Riverside County. In Indian Wells, the baseline pay for a city manager was $677,000. With benefits, it was $758,000. Now, I initially thought this was a typo, but I ran the numbers through the database for like 2 or 3 times, and it kept popping up. So that was pretty interesting. Indian Wells, that was the highest paid in Riverside County. Now, let's go ahead and jump into Orange County. In the city of Santa Ana, $431,000 was the baseline, and $446,000 was with benefits. Moving on to L.A. County. Santa Monica, $330,000 for the city manager in Santa Monica with a benefit package totaling of $431,000. And finally, in San Bernardino County, drumroll please, and the winner is Fontana with $323,000 for a city manager with benefits, $359,000. Now, I wanted to go ahead and just talk about some local numbers here. In the city of Hesperia, $222,000 for the city manager with a benefit package of $284,000. So the benefit package was pretty substantial in the city of Hesperia. Victorville, $174,000 with a benefit package of $195,000. And rounding out in the city of Adelanto, $269,000. That's right, I said $269,000. With a benefit package of $309,000. So it was fascinating because this week in the Daily Press, now, for example, in the city of Victorville, you got to kind of run the numbers and ask, okay, am I getting a good return on this $174,000 for a city manager? During the council meeting last week, Councilwoman Valles had mentioned that the city is having some financial issues still, and she wants to turn over the control of the city library to the county as a result of funding. So it's like, well, what's going on here? What's really the end game? You know, I'm paying you $174,000, but you can't get the numbers right. Just doesn't make sense. So I don't think it's a good return on it. I think they're overpaid, especially in Indian Wells. You know, you're talking about $758,000. I mean, I couldn't even imagine what his or her retirement is going to be like. So that was just an interesting piece of trivia, I guess you want to call it. It's actually facts, but I enjoyed it, so it's trivia. So check that piece out on the Sacramento Bee. It was pretty good. So we're actually at our first segment. God, time is moving fast, so I will be right back.
Yeah, I know how to say it. Hey, you got something you want to promote? Give us an e-line, podcast@newscaller.com.
Thank you, everyone, for staying tuned to News Caller Radio. I'm your host, James Roberts, the Truth Teller. And, this next segment is going to be heartbreaking. Last week, there was three young men riding in a vehicle on the 247 near Johnson Valley. Reports via the Daily Press stated that there was a suspected drunk driver traveling westbound on the 247, crossed over the double yellow line to pass slower traffic. By the way, he was in a pickup truck. The three young teenagers were going eastbound, and the two collided head on. Now, it's unfortunate because it's like, where is the responsibility of drivers nowadays? Every day or every other day, there's something in the headlines mentioning traffic fatalities, and it's starting to get it's getting scary. It's almost getting to the point where you don't want to drive because no one's taking personal responsibility. Now, here you have three families devastated because their sons are no longer with them. Now you have the driver of the truck. I'm sure he has a family. His family is ruined. His life is ruined. And you got three kids dead. It's just senseless. Now, just to show you the 6 degrees of separation, when I initially linked to this article via the Daily Press over on newscaller.com, I go, wow, the three kids were from Hesperia. And I have a daughter who's in high school, and I was like, my gosh, I hope, you know, it wasn't anyone she knew. And lo and behold, she came home and said, hey, Dad, guess what happened? And, you know, I had to talk to her. And it's pretty, I don't even have the right words for this. You know, this was something I didn't necessarily want to have to talk to my daughter about at this age. You know, and it's unfortunate that she had to feel this pain of losing a friend who's actually a classmate of hers. And it's just terrible. So the moral of the story is, you know, cars kill. And we have to be more responsible. I remember when we first had our daughter, my wife and I, we both made a conscious decision. If we go out to a restaurant or to an event or just anywhere in general, if one had even a beer or a sip of alcohol, the other did not. So basically we had a built-in designated driver. And that's been my daughter's 15 now. So it's been 15 years. So it's like, come on, people. We have to have better judgment out there. So I really didn't want to be preaching to anyone today, but we have to take some type of self. We have to have some type of responsibility. And it's not just about ourselves. It's like almost to the point where we have to do something for our communities, because those three lives are senseless. They're just gone, unnecessary. Now, those lives could have been prevented. Those deaths, rather. Those deaths could have been prevented. And it's just for a good time, having a couple of brews, getting behind the wheel and driving is just not worth it. And I know on a piece over at newscaller.com, the DA most likely is not going to even file charges on driving under the influence. They're going to go after three counts of vehicular manslaughter. So, you know, this guy is done. So I hope the driver of the vehicle does not fight the charges. I hope he just goes ahead and plea bargain just to save the family more grief. That's just my personal opinion. So just want to go ahead and give a shout out to those families. I know they just recently had a car wash over out here in the city, and they raised around $900. I read a piece that on Wednesday of this week at 6 p.m. over at Sultana High School, they're going to be having a candlelight vigil. So if anyone in the local area can attend, go ahead and show your respects for the youngsters and the families. We're actually, it's halftime now. We're at the end of our second segment, so we will be right back.
Hey, you're listening to the Truth Teller Show on News Car Radio with James Roberts. Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. This is James Roberts, the Truth Teller, and you're listening to News Caller Radio. I want to give a shout out to my in-house partners in crime, Mr. G's, and also Big Game. Now, we went over in the last segment, so this is going to be a quick one. You know, I was really debating if I was going to touch base on this ex-LAPD officer who has committed these alleged heinous murders. It's just unfortunate. You know, I watched the initial press conference of Chief Charlie Beck for LAPD, and I was very, initially I was disappointed in the press conference because I wanted to be reassured that the department didn't push this guy over the edge and facilitated these heinous crimes. No one obviously is condoning this man's actions. Christopher Dorner has three options here. He's going to either give himself up, and most likely he will get the death penalty and he will be found guilty, most likely. Number two, he's going to end up committing suicide. Or number three, he's going to have a gunfight with responding units, and subsequently he's going to be killed. So, I mean, his faith has already been sealed. So that's a no-brainer. My question is, we all know who's been in law enforcement, either police or fire. There's cronyism that's involved. And typically, individuals who are in training are at-will employees, and they pretty much can dispose of them at any time. Now, I was reading the manifesto, and the first part of it in particular about the training officer. Is just extremely interesting. So I was very pleased that the chief made a statement that he was going to be reopening the case. Because in my opinion, I grew up in LA. If you've listened to a couple of shows prior, I talked about living under the reign of terror of Daryl Gates during the crack cocaine boom in the 80s. So I know firsthand that LAPD has a credibility issue. When you think of LAPD, you do not think of integrity, honesty. I mean, it's just not there compared to CHP. When someone thinks of CHP, even if you're a cop, you know a chippy most likely will issue you a citation without giving you a pass. So there's the two comparisons. So yeah, LAPD does have a credibility issue, and anything coming out their mouth without me actually reviewing the facts, I'm suspect. So that's just based off of past experiences, best personal experiences. How can you believe someone who chronically lies to you? And then maybe they're telling the truth this time, but it's hard to believe them based off of their past experiences. So with saying that, I hope they catch this guy soon and the community is back at ease, because those officers who opened up on the two Asian women and the other innocent bystander, I mean, that is just unacceptable. Oh boy, I was talking to a couple of my cop friends, and we were just like out of our mind during breakfast one day, discussing how these officers just opened up on these people. It's just mind-boggling. So this guy, Christopher Darner, has these officers over at LAPD basically running scared. Basically, the hunted have become the hunter. So with that, we're going to leave it at that, actually. I'm at 15 minutes, so I just want to say go ahead and thank you for joining us. And we will be back on Saturday, this Saturday, for Podtastic Saturdays. I'm your host, James Roberts, the Truth Teller. Peace.
You've been listening to News Caller Radio with the Truth Teller, James Roberts. Also found online at newscaller.com. Be sure to tune in next time.